Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, love having you on our overnights here at Kix 25.3 since you took over the old CMT after midnight. How's that going for you now? It's been about a year? Close.
And it's almost, so yeah, January 1st will be 1 year. And in some ways it feels like it's flew by, and otherwise, other times it feels like it's been 7 years that I've been doing it. But you know what? I enjoy it. I tell people, as many times as I've brushed my teeth this year, I've also done an after midnight show pretty much. So it's just always been with me every single day. After midnight has been a part, just integrated into my life, but it's been a great experience.
Is it kind of odd going from wanting to be on the radio in a different way to actually hosting a show?
I mean, totally. Yeah, totally. To being on the other side of the curtain,
yeah,
and to being on the air in a completely different way, and supplying the questions instead of supplying the answers has been a huge flip. And you know what? I really like it. I really enjoy it.
Well, I envy you doing the overnight gig because I don't envy you. You wouldn't envy me having to get up as early as I do to do my gig. So,
yeah, you know what? I think you got the hardest gig in radio. No doubt.
That's the worst part, though. Everything else about it is great. But I know you got something else exciting to announce. You got a starring role in a new movie coming out.
Yeah, that was crazy because we were shooting this movie when I first started After Midnight. It's like literally I started January 1st doing After Midnight, mm-hmm. and then just a couple of weeks, maybe like a week later, we started shooting this movie. And so that was the very first gauntlet I had to go through was everything new in my life at once. And so now it's finished and it's finally in the can, and it's just really fun to see it going to come out next week, December 15th.
Yeah.
It's called Moonrise.
Moonrise, yes, the title is great. And so with a title like Moonrise, is it a werewolf movie? What's it about?
Man, it certainly could be. I haven't thought of it that way. If it didn't have any context, I would definitely think it'd be a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
But, no, it's about a country singer who lost his wife. He lost his wife 2 years prior. Mm-hmm. And they would always take these moonlight rides, these horseback rides on their ranch in Texas. And so it kind of culminates to this new moonrise for him, but it's the story of redemption, and this guy's just trying to find a way to live again and to be passionate about a life again with his three kids as a single dad.
Yeah. Now, this is your first leading role. Have you done other acting gigs in other roles, or this is your first acting experience ever, other than, say, music videos?
This is first ever, other than music videos, if that counts at all.
Yeah, right. And you wrote all the music for it, but I understand that that wasn't the idea going into it. That's something you kind of said, what's the music? Where's the music?
That's exactly. I said, hey, this movie's got music, right? Where are you getting it? And I'm a country singer, and I needed songs for this character on stage. And I said, where are we getting the music from? And they said, well, we're going to go find it. We haven't found it yet.
Oh.
And I knew that that's just an impossible task.
Yeah.
I thought, let me take a stab at trying to write these songs for you guys. And it just evolved from there into a 12-song soundtrack.
It's not as easy to get those songs from well-established artists. It costs a little bit more than probably maybe they expected. But that kind of worked out for you, though. So kudos. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. It was nice trying to write songs for scenes that we were currently shooting. So I would go back on the bus that we had parked on set, and I would think about my character in the scene, and then it could kind of write to that moment.
You know, I guess, honestly, that's really the way to do it, because then the song really fits the mood that you're looking for the scene. I mean, I imagine it probably wasn't easy, but I think it really would serve the movie better.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was easier than writing to a blank page.
Mm-hmm.
So say that an artist wants to write an album, and they go and sit down in the room, and they pull out a guitar, and they pull out a piece of paper, and it's blank, and they're just like, okay, what am I going to write for this album? That's very, very difficult in any kind of art form to write to a blank page. But to be able to say, okay, I'm starting with this idea or this moment or this, we need to stay in this box because here's the character and here's his scenario, that's a lot easier to write that.
Now, the movie's based on your director's father?
Yeah, it is. The only difference is he wasn't a country singer, but mm-hmm. but it's the same story where he lost his wife.
Sure.
He decided he wasn't going to celebrate Christmas. He couldn't move on. He he couldn't raise his kids, you know, passionately, and the story's based on him.
So my biggest question for you, Granger, is does Earl Dibbles Jr. make an appearance in this film? No? Yes? No?
That is a big question. You know, yesterday we did a premiere in Nashville, Tennessee, and we did a Q&A right after the movie.
Yeah.
And the first person that asked a question stood up and said, does Earl Dibbles Jr. sleep in overalls? So I said, no, I think he sleeps in whitey tighties.
Oh, well, people love that character that you created, Earl. Wait, that person that you know, Earl Dibbles Jr., people love that guy.
Yes. He's not in the movie, though.
Well, the movie comes out on the 15th of this month. It's on PureFlix, which is an app channel slash get it. Where do you get PureFlix if you don't have it?
Yeah, it's your typical streaming service app. You can get it on your TV or on your phone, but it's Sony Pictures acquired this last year, and it's like a family friendly Netflix, basically. So you could go on there and you could watch any show, and they have just thousands of, you know, programs on this app. It's really good, and you could be confident that you could sit down with your family and you're going to be confident that everything they see is good.
Right on. So do you think this is going to be the last acting that you do for a while, or has the bug bit you and you want to do more?
I think it depends on December 15th if people tell me that that's the last time I'm ever going to act.
Well, that makes sense to me, Granger. Hey, all right, I got to let you go, but thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Thanks for doing what you do on After Midnight for CMT here on Kix 25.3, and hope to talk to you soon.
You're welcome, brother. Thank you.